Was there a point after getting that first job that you felt like you were looking for the next opportunity kind of in that same path?
The answer is yes. I was always planning for the next opportunity. I was fortunate to work with some amazingly talented people. Not only were they talented, but they were good leaders and managers. And I learned early that, you know, you had to start to craft and build your own style, your own personality, especially in the creative world. You want to stand out, to be quite honest. You know, there's tons of creative people. It's no different than you look at, you know, musicians and actors and actresses or anybody that's in any kind of a performance business. Well, you have to stand out. How are you different? Why are you different? What are you doing? And otherwise, you're just one of, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands kind of a thing. So I learned early, and I was never the sharpest tool in the shed, I will tell you. I was a very average student. In school, you probably would have given me the award for the least motivated, least likely to succeed person in school. But something happened after I got out in college and I started getting in the workforce. That's where I belonged. You know, some people belong in academia, which I love, thank you, and some of us do not, and I did not. You know, my talents came out in the retail world, I guess, or working. My talents did not shine in school at all. And again, that kind of goes back to finding your place. You know, find your place where you're the best and make a go of it. But I always had what I call short-term and long-term goals. I always had a one-year and a five-year plan. And I was always looking for whatever that next step. I knew I wanted to move up in the industry. So I made that decision early. So I always had this one-year, five-year plan. And I always looked at mentors. I always had someone I looked towards. And I'm like, wow, they're good. Why are they good? And what are they doing? And stuff like that. And it wasn't just anybody that was in the display industry, because in retail, you're around merchants and you're around, you know, operations people. I mean, you're around all kinds of different people. And so then what I started to do is, like, there was a store manager or whatever, and I would find a trait that I liked in that person, right? And then I'd find another person and I saw a trait that I liked. And I started to kind of build my style. And my style was really nothing more than a mix of a lot of different styles. But it was unique because I could choose the part that I wanted out of that person. And when I put together my recipe was unique because I chose those different parts and pieces from those individuals. So the one thing I will say, though, and this became evident as I started to move up, you know, from an assistant manager to a manager to a regional to a director, the further up the ladder you go, actually, the further away you get from the true creative part, because at that point you start to become, what's the word I'm looking for? But you're leaving a lot of the creativity. You're leaving it to other people. You're directing them. You're still providing vision, perhaps even being a visionary, because you have to see something and then share that with other people so that they can bring it to life. But then what you have to learn how to do is you have to learn to separate yourself from doing the creative and finding reward in watching other young people be successful being creative. And then that's how you start to feed your creative soul, is that you start to see these people and they're doing an amazing job and they do something that either works or doesn't work, but they learn from it. So I had to make the choice, you know, do I want to keep climbing the ladder or do I want to stop? And I made the choice to go on, but I still always kept my hand in the creative process. There was always at least one project that was Ignaz's, and everybody knew that. and that project was my project. But I would make it known, you know, they could talk to me about it or they could share ideas, but it was my project kind of a thing. So I always kept one little project for me, and that was enough to keep me happy personally, but then I could also watch my teams grow. You know, you start to watch these people, they get into the industry and you start to see their success and you can teach and mentor them. So, you know, so the creativity changes. You're not always doing it hands on, but you're leading creative people, and that's challenging in itself at times. So.